guys.
Yeah, I think when I started, I was waiting for you to come on. I'm sitting here talking to myself, and I think it might have been live, but oh well. Hopefully, I was saying good things.
We're all authentic here.
Exactly right. Yeah, I talked to myself, so who knows what I was saying, but it's on Facebook Live. All right, so it's 2 o'clock, so I guess we can get started. You look great, by the way. I'm really digging your hair.
Thank you. I'm liking it too. All the different layers and colors.
Yeah, it's really pretty. So, okay, so I guess we had two things we'll be discussing today, right? I think I put this out first to make sure the recruiters that are finding us, you know, learn about career coaching, right? Like, let's become career coaches. Let's add that to your desk. You don't have to stop being a recruiter. You can add it, you know, to make more money. But then also for the people that were helping serve, you know, I know we did a poll about what should you be focusing on because the ways that we help them in the 4 different workshops. We can talk about all that today if that sounds good to you. So as far as where to start, I guess, let's give a quick overview of career coaching because I know new people are coming into our group and finding us and then we can get into maybe some of the workshops that you do as far as the difference. Does that sound good? So, all right. So ladies that are listening that are our recruiter friends and I'm saying, okay, I've been career coaching for free, right? Probably my whole life as a recruiter. So what is this new job title of career coach? And what's happened is, and I'm right there with you because the whole time I was a retained recruiter all the years, I've been also coaching all my candidates. We do that as recruiters, just never monetized that side. It's never really even thought about it, to be honest, because you're so busy at your desk with your retainers or your jobs, whatever's going on. But more and more, I felt the need, you know, for the candidates, the more pain that's been out in the market, I feel like, you know, was happening at the same time, them needing help, them coming in. And if we didn't have a job on our desk for them, or if they got turned away, it was like, sorry, I really can't help you. And I work for the company. And I think at the same time that was happening for me personally, you know, I was kind of getting a little burned out on the corporate side, all the corporate, you know, I love my clients, but there's a lot of corporate contracts when the company's your client, you know, and it can take months to do those. Where what I found within working with the candidates, it's really fast and easy because they want the help right now. We're not talking about 10, 20, 30,000 plus contracts. It's under 10K, you know, it can go as low as $100 and, you know, up for what they need. Like we talked about, we help you learn about the terms for the candidate side as you learn to become a career coach because you are going to monetize it. So anyway, those two things for me came together where I was like, I need some better inspiration to get the juice. After 20 years being a retained recruiter, it's been fabulous. Don't get me wrong. The best career in the world. I still teach women how to do it, but there's a renewed passion for me to teach women how to become career coaches because we're giving the power back to the candidate. Like I know you and I also talk about this all the time, but I know it's still news to people that are watching us right now. And I will say what I love about career coaching too, is it's an easy pathway into becoming retained, just period, just stop after retained. You can become a retained career coach. You can become a retained recruiter. Just learn to be retained, right? That's like my thing right at this stage of my career before I like exit and do decide to land a beach, you know, forever one day or not do recruiting, you know. This is like the stuff more than teaching recruiting or career coaching. I want women to become retained. So they're getting paid up front and not on the back end or in the middle. Cause I learned the hard way for years and years. I had to do it that way. And then when I finally came over to the other side, I'm like, wow, this world has been here all along. Why did it take me so long to figure it out? And then once you're living in that retained world, you forget about the other world still exists and are still struggling to figure out how to make more money, how to add revenue streams, right? So that's what, you know, to kind of give an overview of this intention of this call today about talking about career coaching, why Melissa and I are passionate about it at all different levels. I love how Melissa and I come together because Melissa, you love getting, you know, right in there in the trenches with the candidates that need your help, like all the workshops I'll let you talk about. And then for me, just because of the timing and the years that what I've been doing, I kind of more enjoy more the strategy of where we're going after with them on the titles and the job hunts, you know, so we can all be focused in the same direction to help them get that job faster, the right job, the better job, the more money, the negotiating, is there equity? Like all the things, especially women, don't even think about when looking for a new job. You get fired, it can be great because then the next jump should be higher. Don't think it needs to be lower. Like all these mindsets, right? So anyway, I know I'm kind of going off topic here. So these are all the reasons to be a career coach or add career coach. You're going to think about it. And again, whether you add it to your desk or whether you want to start a whole business from it, I've already proven. I don't teach anything unless I prove it. So I started career coaching officially just for Q, right? And it has grown from 3K, 6K, 9K, 10K to now consistent money coming in. To this is a revenue stream, ladies, for you. If you know, can you have pull people in, teach it, whatever avenue you do, we can talk about that more one-on-one, but just know this is the real deal. We do what we teach and preach here, right? That's the only way out we would do it. And so here we're here to teach you and so to learn more. So if you have questions on this Facebook Live, feel free to go in the chat. Let us know you're watching. Not that I can see if it's somebody, Ken, I'm sure Melissa, but yeah, get my phone. Yeah. But yeah, ask questions, give us a little support just so we know that we're helping you. I often hear after the fact, which is fine. No replays are great, but definitely engage with us. And if you have questions, like real-time questions, anything, whether it's money or candidates or numbers or how, you know, ask us here and we'll go, you know, it's high level a little bit for everybody, but then offline, we always go deeper. So is that a good overview, I guess, Melissa, what brings us here today again?
I think so. Yeah. And, you know, to go on top of that, you know, it's, this is like you and I going back 20 years ago, you know, and you sharing with me about recruiting. What is it? You know, some people don't even really understand all the different levels of recruiting, what goes into it. A lot of times recruiters will say, oh, it just fell in my lap, which it really does. But there's so much that goes into it because, yeah, there's the KPIs. There's like, how many people do you need to get in touch with to get them through the process to get somebody to a hire? But there's also like, other things that you taught me, you know, where it's like, how do you profile an organization? How do you profile a candidate? What are the messaging templates that are good to use? Like your articulation and communication going back and forth with a client or a candidate, you know, it's all those different little pieces that people don't see at all. You know, there, that's between you and that other person going back and forth, you know? So those are the things I think you teach through a career coaching course. Are those different levels? Like, and then you talk about the contracts, like what is actually in that contract? What are the breakdown of the information that goes in there to retain yourself? You know, those are the things that people don't see and you got to go Google it. How do I do this? Well, you give them all of those steps and it's, and you're right. It's very factual. It's very proven. I'm a proven source right here. I've been doing it for 20 years. I'm working for, you know, the corporations right now, but I do have some of that side stuff going on. We're starting to build in that, but it's taking me a little while and just like, I guess, to know I can do it myself. You know, we have worked together on building out some of those secondary revenue streams for myself, like doing the workshops. You know, people create their resume. Yeah, you can go put it into, or they call it now, the ChatGPT, there's different things that you can do and then it'll write it for you. But when you have somebody who sits down with you in a Zoom call, pulls up your resume with you, walks through it step by step and, you know, highlights the good things that are happening in your career path that you can put down on that piece of paper, you know, to then say, hey, let's do a video resume. Let's work together. Let's do a little interview video back and forth. Sorry, that's my phone. And talk to them about some of those top three things that they've done in their career to highlight themselves and then, you know, feel comfortable putting that link on their resume and then submitting themselves into a job. You know, sitting down and talking about one-on-one, pull up your LinkedIn profile together, look at it, break it down. Where could I highlight something? Should I, you know, some people have on their profiles that they work for a company, but they didn't attach themselves to the company. So they, you know, just doing that.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, doing like the overview of who they are. I mean, I have my own thing. I've changed it over the years for when I was working for corporations, I would put the listing of the job, just the openings that I have. So now it's just, this is who I am. This is like what I believe in. I'm here for the people, you know, or just even your little like taglines, your hashtags across the top of your profile. Things that are just like about yourself. So you're representing yourself very well out in the market. To the job navigation workshop, you know, like, okay, where do I even begin to start looking for a job? I have applied to 100 different positions on LinkedIn. I've, you know, can we go on Indeed, Career Builder, Monster, different things that we can do and work together. It's always, it's nice to have somebody who sits with you side by side and encourages you. And because you're going to get the rejection notices, that's going to happen. And it can be really disappointing and it sometimes can just stop you in your tracks and you can get a little depressed about it. But like some of our clients that we're working with today, they're still spirited because they get back on the phone with us or in a Zoom call with us again. We open up their spreadsheets. We talk through what they're looking for. We give them some more juice to feel good about taking the next step. Keep going, keep moving forward. We're going to find something. We're here working with you side by side.
Yeah, no, that's excellent points. I feel like everything, because a lot of people will say, okay, what's a career advisor? What are you really doing? I think unless you have a blueprint or a breakdown like we've created, you know, through Kaplan, so there's a structure. It's not like you're hopping on the phone and just chatting about their career. It's a 10-week plan, right? And it can be shorter in the workshops, but there's a long-term plan for them as well as their weekly short-term to-dos. And just like you said, that weekly partnership to have someone else that has your back, and not just anybody else or any coach, but a recruiter, right, that knows the system is now your career coach, right? And because it's not like coaching you like they always have, we've always helped them land that job when we know more about the company than they do. They just got there. We were working with the company for years, maybe. But now it's like really working with them, you know, as a partnership, like you said, they're not alone. Like, if they're going to have those ups and downs, why go it alone during those? It'll probably take those 10 weeks to find a job if you're starting from scratch, right? So you don't have to. So you hit on so many good points, because it is breaking up the structure to the different workshops. You know, the resume workshop, number one, I think you run those on Mondays, right? And then you have the LinkedIn profile and optimization, looking at it together, live time, not advising. I use the word advisor a lot, but you're truly on there, Morgan, call you Morgan, my daughter, Melissa, that you're really in there with them coaching, right? There's advisement and there's coaching, there's, you know, different things. But that's really a coach is in there with you, I feel like. I'm just telling you what to do, but doing it with you. I mean, you send links to our clients of, look, I found these four jobs that just hit hot off the presses. Bam. Like, if the candidate's on their own, they could take a week till the weekend if they have time, and then 10 other people have already applied. So there are so many of these things I think we're speaking about today, and we're focusing on two audiences here. You know, one, for the candidates that are listening and needing help and that want to jump their career or change careers, this is why you want a coach. This is why you want, you know, a one-on-one person. Not even to mention the video resume, which is huge. That's a whole other topic that is going to get everyone that uses it raves about it, right? I mean, it seems foreign.
Oh, yeah.
And they do it, and then it's like, wow, right? And so that's huge. But and so to your recruiters listening on the flip side, the ones of you that want to become career coaches, like Melissa and I, and add this to your desk, because not only I talk about revenue streams, I'm a businesswoman, as we all are, but when you go back to the heart of why it all starts, because you can serve the candidate, like we're already getting paid by the companies forever, but let's, you know, we can serve the candidate and they can invest in themselves with us. It's an empowering feeling on both sides, right? To grow that side of it. So there's so many reasons, so many win-wins. So I think that's a kind of a good recap, like in a little mini session here, you know, in these lives, to be like, here's career coaching, here's what you do. And then this is the why, right? So what else, you know, what else did we miss that we should kind of speak to more, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, as far as the career coaching goes, you know, it can take, you know, a couple months sometimes, just depending, but like, I think what I want people to understand is that it's an actual spreadsheet. So there's like an individual that we're working with, and he's taking some time before he's really ready. But like I just shared with him last week, like here's actually the spreadsheet that we would use. Like it's really simple. You know, here's the-
We won't say names, but I know who you're speaking about.
And you know, you can make it so complicated for yourself when you're in it alone, because you're like, all right, which way do I want to go? What do I even want to apply to? What's the title that I want to go after? You know, because a lot of the titles out there, you get started a job, it's not even the work you're doing. So you don't want to be diverged, like, you know, like, divergent.
Divergent. I feel very divergent most of the time. I know you don't feel split, right? Or just lose focus, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it's a spreadsheet. I will list out different job titles that you might be interested in. So maybe it's a VP of sales. Maybe it's an executive. Maybe it's a manager role, whatever it might be. You know, and then it's the company that you're interested in. We're going to the actual website for that company. You're applying to that company website, not just through LinkedIn. So I think some people are getting like a little confused with this whole easy apply. It sounds easy, but you didn't actually fully apply to that position. So your name goes in there. And it looks like it. So if you're on LinkedIn and then you easy apply and then you see that there's like 700 other people that applied, they've probably all easy applied too, but they may not have actually applied to the actual role. So, you know, showing people within this spreadsheet of like, here's the link to the job. Here is the client website, or company website. Here's, you know, maybe if we can get the compensation information. This is the location they're looking in. Now, that's the other thing. These companies are posting these jobs out there and they're saying they're remote and they're not at all. They want you in a certain location close to a site that, yeah, you might be able to be hybrid, but they're posting it as remote because they want to get more people applying to the job. But in reality, right, they're looking for somebody in this specific location. So then it's also narrowing down that to then going into, you know, that job and seeing who the recruiter is attached to it. Clicking on that profile of that company and seeing across the board their overview, you know, the jobs they have open, then the people that are within that job. You know, this is all these like times that we're sitting down talking with these candidates that come to us for help. Mm-hmm. It's like just narrowing down those things that, you know, it can be very overwhelming going on at it alone, you know. So I think that that's the other thing. And we have another client that, you know, when we first met him, it was like, he's like a totally different person now than he was when we first met him. I mean, his confidence level is different. You know, he was at first very like, not, I wouldn't say insecure, but maybe a little bit in the sense that like, you know, how do I even go about doing this? You know? And then he did the video resume and he was like, wow, I actually look pretty good there. I'm like, yeah, you do. That's really right. Good there.
Really good.
And then we did go through some things where we found some misleading companies out there that said, yeah, we'll interview you. But then when the interview happened, it didn't happen at all. You know, there's just so much that's being misled out there to the point where he walked into a company and just handed over his information and was like, I'm really interested in working here. Like taking those steps forward to just go at it. You know, if there's something you see, you want it, go after it. Sometimes it's not going to work out, but you know, at least like now he has the confidence to even go after things that he may not have ever thought he would have gone after in the first place had he not started working with us.
Yeah, no, I agree. Always the confidence always comes back in, not only with the women that we work with, but you're right. Even a lot of our career coaching clients, majority are still men. So women, you listening, if you want to jump in your career, raise your hands. I'm always looking for the women, but the men are always quick to jump up first, right? So even Tracy, which, I shouldn't say different names, but different candidates, were also realized how wonderful, like you said, the video resume was, the confidence it gave him, the way you fixed the resume, Melissa, you saw a long time with this, you know, candidate or client of ours, things they would never think of or realize with that third party looking at it. And then it gives them confidence, like, okay, this is what needs to get fixed. Like, oh yes, that looks much better, you know? And like you said, it's the ups and downs of it, because the job hunt, it's not fun when you're in it, you're looking for something. So can we make it fun for you at least? Like, can you enjoy it? Like, I know one of our clients, you know, he would look all day long, but just wouldn't hit apply. You know, I'm not sure. I think you worked with him early on and then he found something, but it's like you have to apply. They forget, because you can be just scroll. It's like when you're scrolling through the jobs, but how many applies did you actually hit? So sometimes I feel like even us asking that question, like holding them accountable each week. Okay, you scroll through a bunch of jobs, but did you apply to anyone? Was it easy to apply? Did you go to the website? So it is all of that. I feel like we are in a way giving away a lot of our secrets, like, because we kind of, you know, developed all of this, but at this stage of the game, that's okay. I feel like if other recruiters learn this, even if not coming through our program makes it easier because we've already done it successfully. We show you how. But just to be thinking this way to help other candidates, if they go out right now and hear this, add it to their desk and go find their own clients, which is something we'll talk about because, you know, rev gen is so important. It's a whole other revenue generation to itself. But once you learn this, how do you go find those people to go help serve, whether it's for your business or a company you're working for? And that's key too, because that's like, how do you, you know, find them? They don't always find you. So that's something we can talk about later too. But yeah, so all of these are kind of secrets to success. What's working? It's been built from scratch within the past 6 months. So this is literally something that, even though everyone hears career coaching, this is a very regimented way of doing it where success is shown through. Even we're launching now this whole Kaplan certification program. Thank God, you know, Kaplan's sponsoring this with Headhunting Housewives. So Facebook and LinkedIn can come together like you and I talked about.
Yes.
And what's cool about that too, in learning with Melissa and I, we're going to certify, but it's not just some certification where it's like a piece of paper, because this isn't a regulated industry, coaching and recruiting, you know, it still isn't. So you really can get certified almost anywhere. And how do you know what those credentials are? So with Kaplan and from Melissa and I, it's when you help serve somebody and they're a testimonial and it's a quote and that goes on your certificate. Yes, you did the 10 weeks. Yes, you showed up. Yes, you're a certified Kaplan career coach. But how is, what's the proof? You help somebody, you got them to the next level, you got them a win. And that, I think, puts the real proof in the pudding, because even college degrees this day, you spend hundreds of thousands on a college degree. And if you can't go get a job, then what, you know, it's like, you want the result, you want the ROI. Like, let's be focused on the ROI for every investment and the time that we help people. So good. I think that was great. We kept that under 20 minutes because I know I try to keep it nice and short and sweet. And so to how to find us, to make sure people that are listening to us and want to learn more, we always say you can go on, obviously, LinkedIn, Melissa DiMatteo, Diane O'Brien. You can DM us. We're very accessible. I think sometimes people are afraid to reach out. I know it might take time, you know, to get through, but, you know, reach out to one of us. And then also on Facebook, we have the people that are watching right now. We're only sharing this live currently with Headhunting Housewives. It's a special group with inside Facebook. So anyone that's getting this invite, a very special select few hundred people that, you know, raise their hand and want to learn more. But I think in the next coming weeks, we're going to share this with more people because LinkedIn is a home for many recruiters, mm-hmm. people looking for jobs. So we're going to start doing that. It'll be opened up more. And then Melissa and I will be busier and might not be as accessible, but there's a window right now because it's new people are starting to come in and realizing what we're doing. So you have access to us. So take advantage for both people needing career help. We're here to help you. And then the recruiters want to learn it. Same thing. We're very accessible. So just DM us and we'll get you more information. If you're not ready to go deeper and invest at any level, we still give free tips and point you in the right direction. So, you know, the Clarity Call, one of the first things you do is apply. If you're a recruiter or if you're looking for help, you just reach out and have a Clarity Call to see how we can point you in the right direction. Right.
Yep. That's perfect. Yep. Very accessible. That's one thing on the LinkedIn. I'm like, I've never been afraid to just, you know, send a request like, hey, connect. That's it. That's all it takes, you know, and a quick little message of, you know, hey, thanks for connecting. I appreciate it. Because even if it's not right for you right now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be right for you in the future. And it doesn't mean that you can't have some information up front that you could then also share to somebody else who you know that this might be good for.
Exactly. So well said. All right, girl. Well, that was fun.
I know. It's always fun with you.
It is. It's always fun because I feel like it's a nice break in the day. You know, it's a busy morning, like I know for you too, and you're back to calls in the afternoon. So this is like something, yeah, like a fresh inspiration, something new and exciting for everyone involved. So, all right. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. Reach out, let us know you're here, and we'll see you next week unless we're on for two next week.
Yep.
Okay. Definitely. Excellent. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye. Right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.